If you've ever watched a national party convention, then you've probably seen the part where the delegate from each state gets up to say who that state supports. They give a little speech and finish with something like, "The great state of Alaska is proud to cast its 26 ballots for so-and-so." That pronouncement of support originates from the results of the presidential primaries or caucuses held in each state earlier in the year. Caucuses are organized by the political parties themselves, while it's up to the state legislature to call for a statewide primary. A presidential primary is a more formal process that requires all the machinery of a special state election.
And in Alaska's case, the legislature has not established a presidential primary.
Kay Brown is communications director for the Alaska Democratic Party.
I understand the last time they considered it many years ago, cost was a factor. It is very expensive to hold a special election, more than $1 million. So it's not been a priority for state spending to have a presidential primary. Therefore, it falls to the political parties to conduct that process.
Alaska is one of 10 states that have caucuses rather than primaries, and usually Alaska's caucuses are held later in the spring after presumptive nominees for each party have basically been decided by the rest of the country. But this year, the Alaska vote is on February 5th, called Super Tuesday, because there are 24 states holding caucuses or primaries at the same time. Brown says that's one of the factors that's been generating a lot more interest and excitement among Democrats this year.
Because Alaska's voice will be heard as part of the national decision for a change. And that was a decision made to move our process up to be part of the big national decision. We're having it at the earliest permitted date.
Any registered Democrat can take part in the Democratic caucus, and they can register at the door. There are locations for towns, small and large, and precincts and legislative districts throughout Alaska. Local nurse Elizabeth Hart is organizing the caucus in Petersburg, part of Legislative District 2 in Southeast.
I've had a lot of phone calls. Typically turnout Party caucus in Petersburg for the Democrats has been between 5 and 10 people, I think. And this year they said expect, quadruple the numbers because people are turning out in droves. We're expecting about 40 people. You need to be a registered Democrat, which we can help you with at the door. We'll have voter registrars there. You can register as a first-time voter or you can change your party affiliation.
In a state-run primary, no campaigning is allowed at the polling place, but that's not the case in a caucus. Actually, a caucus is pretty dynamic. Supporters of each candidate can make speeches and present information to try and convince others to come over to their side. The result determines who gets the most delegates to the statewide convention and ultimately the national convention. Hart describes the caucus.
People will go to various corners, literally move physically to the corners of the building to tally for their candidate. And we'll call in that tally, and once we have a viable number of voters for each candidate, then they'll pick delegates.
This process will happen at one or more locations within each of the 40 districts across Alaska. The delegates chosen for each district will go to the statewide Democratic Convention in May, and that's where the party will choose 18 delegates to go to the national convention. The Republicans are doing things a little differently than the Democrats. They're holding a presidential preference poll on February 5th rather than a traditional caucus, but it's the same general idea. The point is to determine the number of delegates each nominee will have in their corner for the state and ultimately the national conventions. Randy Riedrich is the statewide chair of the Republican Party in Alaska.
Our preference poll allows all registered Republicans to participate in a secret ballot by appearing in person and voting at locations throughout Alaska on Tuesday evening. It is an opportunity for you to vote for your candidate. And then, in addition, if you are interested, we encourage you to participate in the district conventions.
The Republican delegates chosen in the district conventions go on to the statewide Republican convention in March, where the party will choose 26 delegates to go to the national convention in the fall. The preference poll determines who those delegates will support at the national convention. In Petersburg, Republicans can take part in the February 5th poll and district convention at the home of retired legislative aide Gene Ellis.
What we're going to do is we're going to have ballots, and all registered Republicans will be eligible to vote, and there also will be an option to vote unpledged or undecided. And what happens is the Republicans can send 26 pledged delegates to the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis in September. And so The number of votes that person gets is how many delegates they're going to have pledged for them at the convention. So it actually is kind of an important opportunity if you have someone that you really would like to support.
Like the Democrats, the Republicans also allow people to register at the door so new voters or voters changing parties can take part. Also, like the Democratic caucus, the Republican preference poll does allow people to campaign for their candidate on site. According to respective party officials, there are roughly 118,000 registered Republicans in Alaska and nearly 70,000 registered Democrats this year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.